What up? It's your boy Baz, man. In today's episode, man, we're going to be talking about your boy Kodak Black, man. How he built the brand and how he built the movement. But was people really listening to what he was saying? As y'all all know, he has been going through, well, right now he's been sentenced to 3 to 4 years in prison. But could this already be foreseen? Was he already reaching out to people, letting people know? And did we all just get caught up in the entertainment of things and didn't realize that he was really asking for help? Man, on this episode, man, we're going to get deep with it, man. We're going to touch on something that a lot of people don't really talk about is deciphering between entertainment and actual therapy. Like, a lot of these artists, they use their music as therapy. We digest it as entertainment. So therefore, our perception about the words or the lyrics or the content, it may give us a different vibe than what they was actually used to get put into it. So right now, a lot of this is really surrounding. I'm talking about all this to go in to really talk about Kodak Black, but we really want to talk about hood trauma, though, and how it creates a revolving door for impulsive actions. But to be honest, I feel like this was something that Kodak Black always talked about, and he was always open with people about, like, man, like, people say, like, yeah, he make dumb decisions. Yeah, he probably didn't make the best decision. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't really, you know, fake the fun for him. It wasn't a smart decision, but the man has been through a lot, goes through a lot. So his way of thinking, his understanding on judgment, the way he weighs things is a lot different than how somebody else might weigh something. And the funny thing about it is he talks about it all the time in his lyrics. And I feel like wasn't nobody really either taking him serious or wasn't nobody like really listening to kind of be like, yeah, like maybe like if he's really living what he's talking about, he can end up in real trouble. Now, you know, they say like, Master P and, you know, other people reached out to him. I wasn't there. I'm not going to speak on what I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I'm just speaking off of just me being like an avid listener of his music and just understanding his music and how I digest it. At the end of the day, this is also my opinion. I am not condoning nor taking enough for Kodak Black, but I'm just understanding. You just got to stand like where he's coming from, because Kodak Black is not the only person who has went down a similar road or path. I mean, like, you can go down a list of a whole bunch of other people that people will be like, oh yeah, I don't know why they did this, and Woody Woo, this is not the smartest decision, and, you know, basically throw somebody underneath the bus without actually going back and looking at their resume. Now, Kodak Black, coming out the gate, he always talk about, like, how he was addicted to his way of living and how it was so hard for him to change that way of living because that way of living was how he was able to survive and get to where he was at. But then people was like, oh, yeah, man, but there's so many other people that went through that way of living. How was that way of living that lead him to where he's at today? But think about what he was talking about during that way of living. Back then, he was fraud, selling drugs, stuck in the projects, seeing a lot of people die and go to prison and jail. And he was having people snitch on him. So what that tell you? Like, growing up, he probably didn't trust a lot of people. Like, so therefore, even if he was to try to come talk to him, you have to understand, coming from his environment, he probably does not trust a lot of people. So it's like you walking on thin ice with him, you know? And then he probably dealt with a lot of loss, which you can understand. That's probably why he self-medicate. And he talked about that all the time. Like, how he be rolling, or, you know, how he be going off the lane. Like, because of that. That trauma he endured, he self-medicate. So that lets you know, all right, well, why is he doing these drugs? Woo-woo-woo. Because of the trauma he's been through. Caused him to self-medicate, dealt with a lot of loss. Growing up in the projects, which means he's not used to a lot of this stuff he's coming across. You know, and he's still young. You know, he even talked about in the song, like, when he talked about, like, mama, you know, your baby jumped out on the deep end. Like, he still considered himself a baby in his mama's eyes. That lets you know something. Like, he know he a grown man, and he also say he willing to, you know, go toe-to-toe with anybody. But at the same time, it's like, you got to understand where is the mentality coming from. I feel like he was one of the best at being truthful on his raps. Even if you didn't really like it, he was truthful. Like, he already told people he didn't really care who he pissed off or who he go to war with, because he don't really fuck with nobody. So when he got into it with T.I. and he started to, you know, go back and forth with people about the comments he made concerning the Nip Hustle situation, you gotta understand what was his mentality like. At the end of the day, like, this is a dude that's been in and out the institution, things like that. His mindset is, I'm not about to back down. I fear no man. So if he really has the I fear no man mentality, like, he's not gonna be fearful of, oh, such and such may get mad because I said this. Some people may get mad if I said this. No, because in his mentality, he's already militant. He's thinking already, I don't fuck with y'all anyway. And, you know, and he always say, like, you know, you feel me, like, and stuff like that, like, and then due to that, it's like, and now because he's used to being in that environment, he feel like he got to be protected at all times. I forgot who speak about this. It's kind of hard to tell somebody that suffer from that level of trauma to not want to protect yourself when you came up in an environment where you seen death all the time. When people in your neighborhood is dying almost every day, it's like, how do you tell somebody to not want to protect themselves? And then at that, now you're receiving death threats and you don't know how to play. And then I thought, you know, the drugs and stuff that like that too. So I understand the want for him to protect himself. I'm not saying the way that he went about it or agreeing with the way he went about it. I'm just saying, I understand where his thought process may have been to want to protect himself. Now, you gotta also understand that he also rapped about, hey man, like, I don't know if he really did it or not, but you know, a lot of the stuff that he did, like, is not really new. You know, if you really listen to his lyrics, he got caught up with fraud, writing fraudulent documents, man. He raps about he been doing fraud since he was a little jit, which mean that's something that's not new to him. It's just new to y'all. So to y'all looking at him like he's a dummy. To him, he probably got away with doing stuff like that so much when he was younger that now it's a bad habit. Not like it, you know, it's a hard habit to break. Which he didn't know, he didn't think, because, like, oh, it's kind of hard to, like, really kind of adjust that. Now you're a celebrity. Now people going to recognize your government name. When you slide state to state and you a no-name dude, you ain't thinking about, like, the mess you leaving in this state that is going to be able to catch back up to you. Nah. But when you become a celebrity and people know who you are, then people can match a face with a name now, because they can just Google you and be like, oh yeah, I seen that person before. That's the person that just came up in here. Oh, they know him for, oh, they did this, that, and the third. They can pull up your whole rap sheet on Google now, because now your name and all that stuff is all Google searched, like, because you're a celebrity. It's like, so it's like multiple things that kind of intertwine, I feel like, that led him to this point to where he was at. Like, people say, like, he should have been listening to, like, people that have been trying to talk to him. But, like, you got to understand, he been a young man playing in a grown man world for a long time. So he had to grow up at an early age, you know. So he been used to leading himself, and he used to leading other people. Then at the same time, he doesn't trust people that doesn't come from his environment. If you from the hood, anybody should understand that, like, he doesn't really trust people that doesn't come from his environment, that doesn't come from, you know, his memories, or doesn't share his background. And even if you do, coming from a different, you know, like, coming from a different surrounding, he's going to be skeptical of you. Yeah, he's going to have walls up. It's going to take time. But it's just that, like, you got to hope in that and do it, you know, like, hope at that time he doesn't, you know, make moves that will cost him his future. And it's just so sad to say that that's what ended up happening to Kodak. So, in a sense, I feel like, you know, his whole career is him, like, even when he say, like, it's still, like, a blessing because it still shows people, like, hey, man, you can still make it, but your mindset still can be trapped. And it also can show people, hey, start listening. Some of these dudes is being truthful. They being honest. When they say they willing, what they willing to do, when they say they being reckless, or when they say they, you know, they, you know, they live in a certain type of way, even though they may be up in your eyes, you may like be like, they a millionaire, but they still may be trapped in that mindset. It's your boy Baz. I'm out, man. That's enough talk about hood trauma, man. And, you know, shout out to Kodak, man. I never, you know, wish bad upon no man. And this whole thing was not to speak bad about him. It was more so to try to help y'all get an understanding about the man. But at the same time, I still only got a certain level of understanding. Having sat down and talked to him briefly, and hopefully we can in the future. You know, both parties can reach out to each other, make that connection. I love to sit down and talk to him and Jack Boy. And just see what's going on and just understand the whole sniper game mindset, you know, and how it was built. But it's your boy Bass. Y'all tuning in to Ends Podcast. Go ahead, like, share, and subscribe. Now, I'd love to hear from you, man. Send me one of them voice messages, man. You might be featured on the next podcast episode. And if you want to just request an interview, go ahead, click that link in the description below. It's your boy Bass. We out.